The Rays are under contract to play at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg until 2027. As of 2008, the Rays had received an annual $11 million subsidy from taxpayers, but City Council member Leslie Curran wants the council to consider amending the current lease. Attorney John Wolf said that while the city may propose an amendment to the agreement, that they must consider the needs of taxpayers.
But the important thing is, how would that amendment be worded such that you would protect the taxpayers of the city of St. Petersburg, who have put millions of dollars, and continue to put millions of dollars into the support of the Rays?
Mayor Bill Foster has asked the Rays to have a conversation with him about any possible plans to amend the lease, but he has been reluctant to have these negotiations in the public eye.
One of the disadvantages that we have is that, we can't negotiate against ourselves. However, we can't do this. We can't play this poker hand in the sunshine and with public records requests without weakening our position. I'm convinced of that. But when the time does come you all are ready to, and actually they are ready to come to the table, all of that will be very much publicly discussed and in the sunshine. But we really can't do anything that weakens our position, and which is why I'm offering to speak to you with Mr. Wolf individually.
Curran was concerned that unless the conversation was held in public, there might be a perception that St. Pete doesn't care if the Rays leave or not.
I think if the Rays want to leave, they're going to leave. But I don't want it to be due to a lack of effort by the city. And what I'm seeing so far is a lack of effort.
Many folks are tired of seeing huge corporations like the Rays get millions in taxpayer dollars, but Curran said she is worried about losing an opportunity to discuss the contract terms to keep Major League Baseball in the area.
But I think there's a lot of conversation about building a new stadium, financing it and all this. This isn't the time to do it. We're in the worst economy ever. Nobody's talking about doing it now. But you've got to start at some point. I believe that the longer we stay saying nothing, that lessens our ability to do anything with the contract and the lease terms as they run out in years.
Council member Steve Cornell said that St. Petersburg should take charge of the conversation.
I'm very encouraged with the talk of regionalism, because I am sure that Mayor Buckhorn and my friends on the Tampa City Council are going to be happy to jump in there and support that regional plan, because the Rays are a regional asset, and right now they're in St. Petersburg, so I'm sure they will be 100% supportive. Let's do it. We can do that. I believe that we can do that. I know we can do that. We've done it once. The hard part was getting the team when everybody was telling us not to bother. This, I think, we have a lot more advantages, and we can take advantage of it.
And Councilmember Jeff Danner suggested that the council needed to overview the lease so that both the public and the council would have a clear idea of what's at stake.
If the Rays heard this discussion, called the mayor, had a discussion, it's going to come back to this body and say, will you amend the lease or will you not amend the lease?
So Curran filed the motion.
Have a workshop. I mean, we have workshops on every single other subject imaginable.
Second.
To discuss the lease agreement, actually just as an overview, if nothing else, to see where we are now so we are prepared for the future.
Although there has not yet been a date set for the new workshop, Mayor Foster reminded the public that he is ready for the Rays to come to his office anytime to discuss their plans for the future. Reporting from St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.